So let's do our best of the Midwest this week in Greene County, Wisconsin. The tourism director there is Noreen Ruckert. Hey, Noreen, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
I am wonderful. How could any of us not be wonderful on a beautiful day like today?
You got blue skies there, do you?
We do, and a nice breeze. It's nice and sort of cool outside. It should be a great weekend for doing fun stuff in Greene County and everywhere all around.
How far is it from downtown Chicago?
About 2.5 hours. So it's a pretty quick jaunt just up over the border. Communities like Monroe and New Glarus, and if you're coming up from the Beloit Way, the first community in Greene County you're going to come to is Broadhead.
Relative to Rockford, Illinois, where are you?
Like an hour north, sort of northwest-ish, just a little bit.
That's where I was trying to place it. I thought it was just a little west of, say, Rockford, but obviously a little bit further north into Wisconsin. And what's the heritage there?
We are very, very Swiss. We like to tout our Swiss heritage with yodeling and elk horns and our architecture and Swiss cuisine and festivals. As things go on in time, of course, more areas become melting pots, and we embrace that as well because we like fondue, so it's good to have a melting pot. We've got lots of nationalities here, lots of cheeses from different areas.
Well, there you go. If I think of Wisconsin as a cheese state, you guys could probably lay claim to being the cheese capital of the cheese state.
We have, it has certainly been referenced. Back in the day, we were known as the Swiss cheese capital of the USA. Later on, I've been hearing specialty cheese capital, but I like this one the best. The Wisconsin has told us that we are the epicenter of Wisconsin cheese making, and I like that.
Two distilleries, three breweries, three wineries, and dozens, right? A dozen or more cheese factories?
Yes. There's all these good local tastes. So we like to say, in addition to the cheese and all those other things, also Swiss cuisine and a lot of farm-to-table sorts of places. So we like to say, eat, drink, yodel.
Well, but in my mind, I've sort of conjured up this image of, instead of a wine trail or a bourbon trail, a cheese trail. Do I go certain places for certain cheeses, or how do I experience this?
There are certain places you can go, but there's also some outlet stores that carry a variety of cheese. And there's some really unique cheeses made here in Greene County. For example, I don't know if you've ever had Limburger, but we have the only Limburger factory in the entire United States, and that's Chalet Cheese Company in Monroe, Wisconsin. And it's an acquired taste.
Wait a minute. What is that like? Is it like a blue cheese?
No, it is. It's like a German brick. If you've ever heard of that, it's definitely a stronger taste, especially as it ages a little bit. And it also has a very unique smell, I guess you could say. Some people love it and some people don't. But either way, you are set when you come to New Glarus and Monroe and Broadhead. If you want cheese, we can help you out.
So what's the town then I aim for in Greene County? What do you recommend? Where do I stay?
Yeah, actually, any of those are good. There are Monroe has quite a bit of lodging as far as opportunities, as well as New Glarus. Broadhead has bed and breakfast. You've got lots of options, of course, VRBOs, but motels and bed and breakfasts and that sort of thing. Lots of lodging options and lots of festivals and events really going on all summer long.
Yeah, talk to me about what else I do there. Do I hike and bike, or do I go listen to music? What's on the calendar?
Lots of variety. And something else we like to say in addition to eat, drink, yodel is we say bike first so you can eat more cheese. There's lots of trails, rolling hill, back roads. And, of course, if you'd like to move with a little bit of more speed, we also have an ATV and a UTV trail. And the majority of county roads in many communities are open to ATV and UTV traffic. And I guess the really cool thing is you can embrace the green space that we have. You're going to see cows grazing the hillsides. and you know, just lots of area to spread out, enjoy nature, enjoy the green space, and eat good things.
I think the town most of our listeners might know best is New Glarus, because there's a beer by that brand, right? And then don't they have a polka event coming up there too?
We do. We actually have, so first of all, you mentioned New Glarus. The New Glarus Brewing Company brings lots of people to the area. They are very famous for a beer called Spotted Cow, which is, and all of their beers are only available in Wisconsin, so that's, you know, definitely a good reason to pop up. And we do have Polka Fest in New Glarus this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So if you're looking to have a good time and get to dance a little bit, New Glarus is the place to be.
And then you've got a blues festival as well?
We also have, there's a ton of events. Go to our website, eatdrinkyodel.com. We've got a blues, brews, and food carts event coming up in New Glarus in June. Also, if you're looking for that traditional, old-fashioned, like 4-H local fair, we have the Green County Fair in Monroe, mid-July. They spice it up with bull riding, barrel racing, tractor pulls, and a demolition derby. And then something that's definitely a highlight, the famous Monroe Optimist deep-fried cheese curds. And those actually won an award for best in Wisconsin.
I love the food culture there, just the sound of the Swiss food, the cheese, the wine, the beer. And we have a Taste of Swiss Green County giveaway. You can enter to win a getaway to Green County for a Taste of Swissconsin, if you will. You and a guest enjoy an overnight weekend stay at Chalet Landhouse. Did I say that right?
You did.
The Landhouse Inn, the Chalet Landhouse Inn in New Glarus. It includes dinner, the welcome basket, the locally crafted artisan cheeses, $100 gift card to use in the area. So stay overnight, enjoy the food and beverages. It's on us. If you win, enter the contest page at WGNradio.com right now. Go to WGNradio.com, the contest page. You can enter to win that there. Everybody else, just make plans for a short drive to Green County. What else should I say before I let you go?
I was going to say that we'd be happy to send listeners our visitor guide. And in fact, if you opt in for the contest, you can just easily plug in your name and mailing address, and we will send some tourism information to you right away so you can get ready to eat, drink, and yodel in southern Wisconsin's Green County.
Whenever I go someplace that has dessert on the menu, cheese on the menu for dessert, I always get that. I love cheese, and the stronger the flavor, the better. I love the blue cheeses and the Roqueforts and the Swiss cheese. 847 just texted in and said, John, Limburger cheese smells like dirty... Smells like dirty feet, but it's really good. And that does sound about right, so I'll certainly try that one too.
Perfect.
Noreen Ruckert, Tourism Director of Green County Tourism. It's eatdrinkyodel.com to find out more. And WGNradio.com on the contest page to win a getaway. Okay, Noreen, let's talk again soon. If not sooner, certainly next year. Thanks for being part of our Best of the Midwest.
Thank you. My pleasure.